It was great.
All right, you had a chance to make a transition, going from one of the most prestigious universities in all of college football, the University of Alabama. I would agree, having a strong affiliation with the University of Alabama, I'd put it at the top, and I'm sure other people would debate that. But you had a transition to go to the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that mutual fan base?
Sure. Yeah, a lot alike. Green Bay is a lot like Tuscaloosa, about the same size. It, you know, and I had the great honor, Ryan, I don't know if you know, but I had the great opportunity to play for Coach Starr. So Coach Starr, Bart Starr, was my coach when I went up there as a rookie.
Wow.
He was my coach for 4 years, and then Forrest Gregg was my coach for my last three. So it was a real honor to play all my years in Green Bay and to play for Coach Starr. That was a true honor.
I think there was some other Alabama players on that team too, right?
There was. Oh, well, listen, we had a – Coach Starr knew how to draft guys. I mean, and I think Coach Bryant had a lot to do with that. I think he and Coach Starr communicated. We had Terry Jones and Buddy Adelette and Randy Scott and Byron Braggs, and I'm going to forget somebody. But anyways, we had a good core of guys.
Let's go back to playing for Coach Bryant. We always throw a generic question out there, but it's one that is not generic to you guys, but it's a universal question that anybody that's played for Coach Bryant, what was he like? I mean, what was the player-coach relationship? Because we always talk about Nick Saban and the respect that the players have for Nick Saban. We talk about it with the respect for Coach Bryant. Being a player's coach and, you know, having that relationship, but what was he like with the players? Because many of us don't understand that aspect of Coach Bryant. What was that like?
Coach Bryant demanded a spirit of excellence in your work ethic. Coach Bryant was, and I'll tell you about it Sunday at church, but Coach Bryant kicked me off the team one time. And he and I have a storied past. But I tell you, when I really got to know Coach Bryant as a human being was when I left and I would come back. And the few years that he was still alive, I truly enjoyed our times together. You know, Coach Bryant wrote me a letter each year I was in the NFL until he passed away. I have three letters that handwritten where he would just an encouragement letter. Every year in training camp, Rich, show your class. He would tell me how terrible of a team they were going to have down here in Tuscaloosa, you know. And he would just real special. And then when I'd come back to Tuscaloosa, I'd visit with Coach, and he would really always constantly try to find out what is going through his players' heads, what's going on in their life, in their world, and so that he could always stay up to speed. Even though he was older than his players, he was constantly trying to find out what motivates, what are the tough times? What are they dealing with every day in real life? Because it's, you know, every, you know, as well as I did back in the 70s, it was different than back in the 30s and 40s. And so the coach was always asking guys that had played here questions like that.
We're talking with Rich Wingo. He played at the University of Alabama for the Crimson Tide. He won a national title here. He played – you arrived in Tuscaloosa in what year?
74.
74, you left here in 79?
I was redshirted, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what a success. What a decade of Alabama football. It's maybe one of the best decades in all of college football. If you count it down and you look at the losses, it's not very many.
We had some great teams, truly. Great coaches, great teams.
We've spent a lot of time. We want to talk in transition. You're going to be speaking at my church in Tuscaloosa, Inglewood Baptist Church. It's on 69 South. That's going to be coming up Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and we're talking with Rich. Let's transition into after your playing days and kind of walk us. You had a chance to serve as a strength and conditioning coach at the University of Alabama for a number of years. Mm-hmm. You had a chance, I believe, as we've mentioned, a couple of different things. But let's walk down that path, and we always talk about the important side of our faith and how that molds us to be the person we are. Share a little bit with that as we've traveled throughout life to arrive to this point where you're at now.
Well, when I played here at this university, I was lost. Football was my God. And even though I was raised in a church by godly parents, believe me, I mean, I cut the grass and my sister was the janitor. We knew how to do church. But unfortunately, I had a lot of different gods in my life, and one of them was football. And so after being in Green Bay for 4 years and having experienced all the things that I thought would be, that would make your life successful, I had the opportunity to be, you know, the defensive player and the MVP of the Packers and led the team in tackles and all that stuff, rookie of the year. And when I thought, once I would accomplish that, Ryan, I thought that I would be at the pinnacle where I wanted to be. And once I got there, I realized it was as empty as it was before I got there. And so my fourth year, I realized that there had to be more, or I hoped that there was more to life than this. And so that's where I was. And there were men in my life, God stationed men in my life that were bold and unashamed and had the guts to get in my face and challenge me. It wasn't that I was a bad guy or a bad husband or doing bad things. It's just that I was lost and empty. And because this world is not going to satisfy or fulfill or provide joy in your life at all. And so that's where I came, and there was men in my life that led me to Christ, and thank goodness I was in a place where I was ready to receive Christ as my Savior, and I did. And it, without question, was the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. And subsequently, Sherry, my wife, God was working in her life, and literally weeks later, she made a confession, and we were baptized together. And like there's only two Baptist churches in Green Bay; they're all Catholic. and we've just tried to listen. We're pathetic, and we fall flat on our face. We're all sinners, but we were changed for Christ. And so, yeah, I mean, that's where football in my life, you know, that football was my God, and no longer.
You know, I think that's a story that many of us can draw parallels to, whether we're our football players or whether we're talking on the radio or anything else. We allow other things. You know, we serve a very jealous God. I mean, the Bible tells us that. And we do allow other things to become a priority over our relationship with Jesus Christ.
No question. And we let and they're not necessarily bad things. Our jobs, our relationship, our families. And He wants us 100% sold out for Him, surrendered. And so you are exactly correct.
We are talking with Rich Wingo, and we're talking about his playing days at the University of Alabama and having a chance to kind of relive those tonight. We're visiting with him. He'll be at our church on Sunday morning. Do you do a lot of that, Rich? I mean, is this something I know I read about a couple of weeks ago that you were up in the northern part of Tuscaloosa County speaking at a church, and I actually got a bulletin about that, and we talked briefly about that on this radio program. But do you do a lot of speaking engagements?
Some, not a lot. Some,
okay. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to this because, for one, Brother Bill Richards has no doubt made a big impact in our life, and it's a church that has changed us. I take that back. I mean, our church was a tool in allowing us to accept that change, and I think you know where I'm going.
Sure.
But I look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. It's 11 o'clock. Sunday morning, Inglewood Baptist Church, and we talk about it quite a bit. There's some great churches in Tuscaloosa County, and we'd love you to find one of those. We actually stretch out about six counties, and I'm sure there's great churches where you may be listening to us. If you don't have a home church, don't want to take anybody away from your home church, but love to see you at Inglewood Baptist Church at 11 o'clock. I'll save you a seat on the right-hand side. You know, us Baptists, we have assigned seats.
No question.
Second row, right side. All right, Rich, thank you so much for swinging by. I appreciate talking some football, and
thanks,
I've got that trivia question. That's okay. That's a good one. Yeah. Hey, Rich, thanks for swinging by. All appreciate right. it. Yeah.